Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Hey, it's Friday, May 12th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Mel. Wasn't it Monday yesterday, and it'll be Monday again tomorrow, right?
No, it was Tuesday.
Oh, was it? Okay. All the weeks go by so fast. But anyway, yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Me too. Got to go back to the gym today after having my elbow worked on. Got to the gym today, and it's a little sore, but I got through it. But anyway,
you're a tough cookie, aren't you?
I'm just a mean old man. You just ask Marcia, she'll tell you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what mean old gold did today. Not much, but, you know, I don't know if going into Mother's Day weekend had anything. I think everybody is just waiting to see with this debt debacle, the debt ceiling, you know. People are just waiting to see if they're going to default. I mean, how stupid for people to think that they would actually default, you know. One day they're going to. I don't think it's today. But you know what? With Biden in that office, he very well could, Butch, you know, because...
Four more years.
I don't think he's going to step back. And that means McCarthy's the one that's going to have to negotiate, give up something. And... So I don't know.
Well, I'll share
the sad part
later
is,
on. I'll
the sad part is,
on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The sad part is they wouldn't default based on this is the best thing for this country so we can move forward. We can't do this anymore. The tax, it would be one thing to do that, but to default based on, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want, you know, I mean, just children up there playing. Is ridiculous,
or to default to push into the digital currency, maybe. Yeah, that could be part of the plan too.
Well, they're not ready for the digital currency yet. No, they're just not. But although who's to say the digital currency couldn't be ready in 3 years, 4 years, 10 years? Who knows? But I don't know. But anyway. Gold today was down almost $3 at 2012. Silver was down 21 cents at 24.04. Platinum was down 41, took back a lot of its gains, 1,061. And palladium was down 50 at 1,542. The USDX today was up 0.61 at 102.68. Crude oil was down 77 at 70.10. The paper markets today, they were all negative, but they pretty much came back. Yeah, the Dow was only down 9 points. S&P down 6. NASDAQ was down 43. European markets were all positive, although just barely, just by a couple points.
Okay, folks, you heard something going background there. You know what that is. So Millie back a minute. She'll finish up the markets. We'll get in some more things here. She has a little puppy that she dearly loves. So, you know, I've got one of them, too. He lets us live in his house with him. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, too. A lot of news to cover. A lot of things. Especially we're going to talk about the immigration situation. And it is going to be really rough. It really and truly is. And we'll wait for Mel to get back. I'll just go read start an article I want to share with you. I think this is, Mel and I discussed this program several times. Our least favorite tax of all is property tax. Because you never own anything. You never own your home, your land, your car, nothing. As long as they put personal property tax on whatever you own, in some places like West Virginia, they put a dog tax on them. I never paid it. I'm not going to pay it. But nonetheless, they had dog taxes, and they're trying to do taxes and everything else, so why not? So you never really own anything. I know you, well, I worked 30 years paying for my house. I appreciate that. So did I. But you miss paying your taxes 1 year and see what happens. Matter of fact, this year, I paid my taxes last year, and I thought I paid up for a year, but only paid a half a year's worth. Went back at the license for my 2015 Ford Edge. I went in to get them, and they said, we can't give them to you today. I said, why? Because you haven't paid the last half of this year's taxes. They're overdue the 1st of April. I did not know that. So I had to go back the next day and take some money and pay the tax to get the license for the car. And I had to pay the taxes on the car to get the license for the car. So I have to get a sticker on the car, license on the car, pay tax on the car, so I can have the honor of maintaining the car and putting fuel in the car and driving the car and keeping insurance on it. Isn't that wonderful to live in a free country? Isn't it? But let me just read the article here to you. The disturbing truth about the home you think you own. In 2012, North Dakota held a referendum to become the first state to repeal property taxes. The measure would have amended the state constitution to eliminate property taxes and mandate the government to find revenue through alternative means. Proponents noted that the property tax was unnecessary because North Dakota has sufficient revenue from its state income tax and oil income. That they argued that property taxes were a regressive taxation that disproportionately affected low-income homeowners and senior citizens. Further, repealing property taxes would provide financial relief to homeowners and foster economic growth by attracting businesses and residents. A coalition of bureaucrats and special interest groups opposed the referendum. Now listen to this. This is hard for me to believe. I would be so much for this. If this came up on the ballot here in our little state of West Virginia, I'd be on it like chickens on June bug. I mean, I'd be on it. In the end, voters rejected the referendum by a wide margin, with 78% voting to keep their property taxes. Oh, my goodness. I find that so hard to believe. But I guess it happened. They voted to keep paying property taxes on property that's been paid for. They made payments on their cars, they made payments on their home, but they still pay tax on it.
Do you know why, Butch?
What's that?
Well, because they've been brainwashed into thinking that all that money goes into the schools.
Sure. Exactly.
And every time the city wants to do something, you know, they'll come up with this dumbfounded reason why they need to do that. So, but mainly it's a lot of the schools. You know, all the teachers are so underpaid and, you know, our children need so much education. Look what they're doing to them in these schools. But the general populace out there doesn't know any better.
No, they don't. No, and that's really sad. We're so brainwashed that we will allow ourselves never to own a piece of personal property. because we've been foolish enough to believe politicians. Man, this is one of my biggest frustrations in the world, that I don't own my home and I paid for 30 years. They'll take it just for the property taxes. I can't drive my car without paying taxes. Nothing works unless I pay the government for the privilege of living here or traveling across the country. That's just the way it is. But anyway, I cannot believe that. North Dakota rejected 78%. I cannot believe
it. I know, especially that state.
Unbelievable. Anyway, do you want to finish up, Marcus? I mean, you had to run off real quick. You want to finish Marcus up?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
You know, we'll get a delivery on now and then, and, you know, the watchdog.
Until she's ferocious.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Scares them. She scared them half to death, but anyway. But that was pretty much it. You know, we went through Europe and Asia. Market was pretty much the same. Shanghai was a little negative. 10-year yield was a little bit higher, but still 3.46 below the 350 level. And natural gas was up 3.5% at 2.26. So, you know, that was pretty much it. So, you know, there wasn't one interesting report that I saw today. It was a news article out of Bloomberg, and it was the U.S. consumer long-term inflation expectations hit a 12-year high. So the U.S. Term that unexpectedly accelerated in early May to a 12-year high, and consumer sentiment soured also. The consumers see prices climbing at an annual rate of 3.2% over the next 5 to 10 years, according to a preliminary May. They anticipate costs rising 4.5% over the next year compared to last month. So people think that this is going to stay around. And again, I don't think consumers really understand, you know, where the inflation comes from. And they're certainly not, you know, consumers are really not forward looking, you know, when it comes to pricing and everything. So, you know, but it's interesting that it's still at a 12-year high. To me, that's kind of interesting there. Consumer sentiment index slid to 57.7. This is the lowest since November and weaker than all forecasts. Last month, it was 63.5. So that is really a big drop. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, consumers are a little worried about the economy, but they're being told that there are no signs of a recession. You know, people really don't. I don't think people can equate where I'm having a difficult time that equals recession. You know, even the normal definition of a recession is being ignored. You know, we're only having a recession in the housing market. So, you know, they just wipe that out the door. You know, back in 2020, we were in a recession for, 1 month? I mean, it's ridiculous anymore. But when you have that mainstream media constantly telling people that, you know, don't worry, be happy, you know, they are.
Right. Pay your taxes and shut up.
Pay your taxes and shut up. You're as free as a bird. You can do whatever you want. Just pay those taxes.
That's exactly right. You can travel down the highway in your car as long as you pay your tax on, keep license on, put insurance on it, put fuel in it, maintain it. You can drive anywhere you want to.
Anywhere you want.
Within limitations.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. And this article, I sent this to you, I don't forget it or not, but China's new gold wallet will suck the West dry. This is very interesting. This has come out of Academia Economics by Vince Lancey. Monday, 3 a.m., China just made gold money again. This is ultimately a tool for confiscation by the CCP from the Chinese people. After the citizens buy gold and pull it into China, they won't be able to get it, but the Chinese people now have a choice. They can own paper, yuan, or yuan with the promise of being able to have gold buying power. The choice is easy. Citizens will pull in foreign gold. With a significant news out of China money at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, they effectively make gold money again, not just as an SOV, but as a minimum exchange, linking state-run savings accounts with gold bullion accounts. That's, I think, a big boo. The commercial banks in China created the ability for renminbi savings accounts to be connected to gold accounts, so the Chinese citizens can now buy gold directly out of these savings accounts And all of this is similar to linking savings to checking at a bank. By China enabling the citizens to buy gold with a click using their already connected savings accounts, you're going to see an even faster drawdown of Western gold as it gets bought in the East. China's effectively setting up a one-way straw to drink the West's bullion wealth, because, as we know, that gold would not be permitted to check out of China once it checks into it. They're going to drink our milkshake. The question is, does J.P. Morgan help them insert the straw to get access to China's accounts or not? China's long been encouraging its population to purchase gold, and the new policy has just made it easier to do so. This is also happening at the time when J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon is on the way to China for the first time in 4 years. That is, in itself, interesting. But I just wonder, Melody, China is encouraging the people to buy gold. Let's see, I haven't heard Biden say anything about you need to buy gold. Have you?
Heck no.
No. And this makes sense. I mean, if the people, there's a lot of people in China. They just start buying gold, and they don't have enough there. They'll suck it out of the West, like they said. This will also affect gold prices, I would think. Wouldn't you think so?
You would think so. The Asian people, China in particular, they do know the value of gold. They usually will buy gold differently, like India. They're big buyers of gold during their wedding season and everything. And, you know, but they usually buy it in jewelry. They'll buy 24-karat bracelets and so forth. Chinese do too, like at weddings. You know, their color is red and gold. And the more bangles that you wear on your arms and are given, the more wealthy you are. It's a sign of wealth in those countries. So it is a big deal in China. I don't know about the they do encourage people to buy gold. Knowing China's a communist nation, I believe gold would give their people a little bit more freedom. So I'm not quite sure. Kind of goes against. Now, you could actually say, well, maybe, I don't know how big of a difference there is between communism and democracy.
Yeah, well, in our case, not much. But according to this article, they think that when the Chinese people get it, then, of course, the CCP will confiscate it from the people, and they'll end up getting it for themselves. I mean, the state will end up getting it. So I think it's a very good point.
Yeah, but the state has a lot of money, too. So, you got to remember, I don't know the amount of poverty that is in China. I mean, there's a lot of peasants in China, and if you don't work on their social,
their social score, yeah,
you'd be prohibited from doing, and I'm sure. So I'm not, it makes sense because I do know they're big buyers of gold. So, but anything is good for gold.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
To me, I think what's more important about that article than most anything, because again, I it's kind of hard to believe everything that comes out of China, but is the fact of the matter that they are involved in doing something with gold. I see it as a little bit of a different, not wanting their people to own it and so forth. To me, it competes with the U.S. dollar. China does not want a one world reserve currency. They said that way back in 28, 9 or 10, one of those years. They don't think that should be, and I think they've been fighting, or they've been arranging and they've been changing things so that they can put pressure and to challenge the U.S. dollar.
Well, this
and
would, this
I think
really
what this would do so. Exactly.
Yes.
I think that's the bigger picture than encouraging people to buy gold so they could confiscate it. I think it's more of a way to compete against the dollar.
I think you're right. They'll put a huge amount of pressure on the dollar, because if they trade the yuan in for gold, why would they ever get the U.S. dollar? I mean, my goodness, that'd be ridiculous.
Well, they wouldn't. China wouldn't allow it. I mean, China wouldn't allow it.
You know, just,
I mean,
just
you can't change. I doubt. I haven't been to China and I haven't read about it, but it's highly unlikely you can use U.S. dollars in China.
Yeah, I think you're right. I really do. It's probably time to go to break, about 20 seconds, but U.S. city to roll out guaranteed basic income. The Rise Up Cambridge cash payments for families with kids will provide the low-income households with a monthly check of $500 to test guaranteed basic income. Those eligibles are families with children who earn under 250% of the federal poverty level, $75,000 a year, or a family of four. Finish up at the break. Go ahead, Mary.
We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit your website, my website, dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. It's been a long week, and I'm looking forward to this weekend, and it's for all those mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Yep.
Somebody asked me today if I was a mother. I said, well, to a four-legged baby.
Yeah, and seriously, folks, if your mom is still alive, I don't care how old she is, you'd be sure and treasure her, because
absolutely,
my mom was, you'd be letting her know that, okay? I mean, really. And your dad, too. I know Dad, Father's Day's coming next month, too. But anyway,
I'm going to say this. You should just remember to do that on these 2 days, on Mother's Day and Father's Day. You know,
I agree.
Make every day Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Just make these extra special. Extra special. But this back to this article on the guaranteed income in Cambridge, Massachusetts. 18-month program would not be based on lottery like other guaranteed basic income rollouts. Anyone eligible may apply. See, there's a lot of $22 million for the initiative. Expected around 2,000 families to apply. The money to fund the program will primarily come from the American Rescue Plan, distributing our federal tax dollars to others, and some independent donors will pitch in too. The folks pay attention. Distributing federal tax dollars, where they come from? See, now, who pays federal taxes? Would you and I be paying tax? No, I wouldn't be us. But anyway, this program is only eligible for people with children under 21 who will not make a noticeable dent in the homeless population, nor will it help the elderly who live alone. That said, families with children already receive the most in federal funds. If they're living in high-cost Cambridge, chances are they're receiving income elsewhere. Now, listen, this and this. The cost of living in Cambridge is 73% higher than the national average. The median rental price is around $4,277 per month, and the median home price is $1.4 million. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
I mean, the median rent is $4,277 a month. Whew. Gee, that's more than I made last week. Anyway, that's amazing. Now, you talk about the debt, and I'm tending to feel like these people here do. Nearly half Americans say we should not raise the debt ceiling. We've done it, and we've done it, and we've done it, and we've done it. How many times now? Americans are deeply divided when it comes to the debt ceiling. A politician in Washington, D.C. meet in hopes of reaching an agreement that would allow the federal government to take on debt above the current statutory limit. Nearly half Americans say the gap should be left in place, according to the Wall Street Journal poll released day before yesterday. The poll found that 45% of respondents said they did not favor Congress lifting the debt ceiling. 44% favored lifting it. The government has already hit the $31.4 trillion limit borrowing and now using budget gimmicks and special measures to be able to keep spending while lawmakers in the White House work out a deal to lift the limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said the government will run out of room to keep spending money around June 1st if the limit is not raised. Many analysts believe the government may have several additional weeks, even or even months, before it hits the so-called X date when spending would have to be constrained. I don't know all the ins and outs about that, but I don't see them not raising it. And although they shouldn't raise it. They should be held accountable. But it ain't never happened before. What should happen now, Melody?
Well, what isn't going to happen now? So
it is going to happen now. You're right. You're right. So. I mean, and you ever notice they always take it right up the limit, or maybe a few days over to get everybody all worried. Well, we won't get our check. Well, they laid off. They closed down national parks. They laid off government employees. What's wrong with that? We get too many already. But anyway, I'll move on. T-Mobile shutters flagship San Francisco store as mass exodus escalates. Another big store. T-Mobile has joined the increasing number of businesses that have closed up shop in downtown San Francisco. This is due to the progressive city leadership's inability to restore law and order amid skyrocketing crime. T-Mobile's 17,000 square feet flagship store in Union Square is now vacant, as the San Francisco Business Times first reported. San Francisco is nothing but it's turned into a dying slum. That's sad, but it is. Any comments on Melody?
No, you know what? I was just reading, and it's funny because with all these stores closings and so forth in some of these cities and everything, you know, now they're trying to change the reason why these stores are closing. Well, it's just not crime. There's other reasons. And it's just like they'll do anything to skew the true story of everything. But anyway.
Of course. Yeah. And well, I'm sure taxation is part of it, too. And the insanity of what they're doing, and California will be paying reparations real soon. Who's going to pay that? I wonder who's going to pay that. All the money, that money will come out of thin air. No problem. Nobody will pay that.
This person isn't. That I do know.
You got that right. Yes. Now, we know what's happened on the border as of last night.
It is unbelievable.
It is.
It truly is.
And I don't know what to say. Certainly, I don't know what to do to stop it, but I'll make some comments along those lines in a minute. Migrants travel to U.S. border to find jobs, flee crime despite asylum rules. A number of migrants traveling to the United States, Mexico border, in the hopes of being released in the nation's interior, profiled by CNN, said they are fleeing crime and looking to secure U.S. jobs. Neither is a valid claim for asylum. As President Joe Biden's administration ends Title 42, the public health authority that has been used as a border control to remove close 3 million legal aliens from the border since mid-2020, hundreds of thousands of migrants are waiting in Mexico to rush the border. The goal is to ultimately to claim asylum and be subsequently released into the U.S. interior through Biden's expansive catch-and-release network while awaiting their immigration hearings in the future. This week, CNN profiled a number of migrants traveling through Mexico to get to the border in hopes of being released. And the U.S. Terrier nearly all said they were fleeing from crime and looking for jobs. And they're coming here? We've had 200 mass shootings since the first of the year. People are getting laid off. I mean, they're everywhere. They're coming here to look for jobs. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, I really hate people that's living in bad conditions. But Melody, we can't absorb them all. I know that we have been, but we're starting to tell it. America cannot absorb it. And so what better way to destroy a nation's interior, culture, and foundation by bringing illegal aliens and turn them loose inside the towns? But in the way of some good news, I think, border crossers arrive at Kamala Harris's house as Title 42 ends. On Thursday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent 70 border outcrossers and illegal aliens on two buses to Harris's residence at the Naval Observatory. Harris has had been the case in the past, did not greet any of the new arrivals. Most of the border crossers and illegal aliens traveled to the United States-Mexico border from Venezuela in the hopes of being released in American communities as Biden ends in Title 42 with the administration's last few border controls. It's both a sad and tragic day when the government official uses migrants as pawns for political purposes, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Maraca said of the migrant buses arriving at Harris's residence. Now, I have two comments to make here. Send them to her house. Let them move in their house. I think it's only fair. But I got a question to ask, Melody. You're a really highly intelligent lady. I respect you. They come from Venezuela. They have no money. They have no way to travel. They're on foot. They don't have anything extra to eat on. How did they get here?
And they all have phones so they can call up and make an appointment for their...
Isn't it kind of strange? Did anybody ever ask that question? Long walk, Venezuela, to northern Mexico. That's a long ways with no transportation, very little food, no money.
Well, I think the governments help them get through their countries. The churches along the way help them along the way. We've been giving them telephones and all this kind of stuff so they can make calls and make their appointments. I heard some really disturbing things that some of these people supposedly they come in and they get a court date. These court dates aren't even for 10 years. 10 years.
I know. 10 years.
Do you really expect? Do you really? I mean, I don't understand why they can't begin impeachment process. Why they cannot impeach him? It's dereliction of duty with what's going on that border.
I agree.
I mean, how much more of a case do you need? I mean, you know what? The Republicans are so caught up in trying to find this stupid connection between Biden and Hunter Biden and all this money that they're spending so much time on that, which nothing's ever going to come of that. Instead of impeaching the guy because of what's going on in the border.
I would like to think that you and I are fairly intelligent, but when you think some politician would be intelligent enough to bring that up?
You'd think.
I mean, gee, it's not complicated.
Is it any more that these presidents are totally unaccountable for any, or not accountable for anything?
I agree. I do.
I mean, you have, you know, and I do believe he was set up. Trump, $5 million going to court. He made a lot of mistakes during that session, during the trial. New York changed the law. So so they could go after him in a civil suit. It wasn't changed just for Trump. It was changed. Baloney. But you know what, Butch? I mean, that's a long time ago, and he was a whole heck of a lot younger. I can actually imagine him doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
I can too.
And yet we sit here and ignore that, ignore, and it's okay because it's Mr. Trump.
Well,
do I believe he was set up? Yes, I do. Do I believe he could have done something like that? Yes, I do. Do I believe it was past the statute of limitations? Yes, I do. Do they change the law just so they could go after him? Yes, I do. But it's just, it doesn't matter who people are anymore.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
I mean, nothing really seems to shake the American tree much anymore. I mean, they put about everything.
But again, then who else is out there? They're all just as bad.
They are. That's the whole point. We, the people, have lost control. Obviously. Big time lost control. For a lot of reasons. We won't get into that now. But you know, another New York City mayor temporarily suspends sanctuary for illegals. I don't feel a bit sorry for New York. They begged for them. They got them. Now they don't want them. New York Mayor Eric Adams announced that the city would temporarily suspend the sanctuary for illegal immigrants, including so-called rights to shelter rules, as the lapse of pandemic-era Title 42 protections threatened to bring a new migrant influx to overburdened Pitt metropolis, New York Times reported. Well, guess what, Mr. Adams? Sorry about that. This is not a decision taken lightly, and we will make every effort to get these asylum seekers into shelter as quickly as possible, as we have done since day one. Adams spokesman Fabian Levy said the statement sent a statement announcing the policy of change. Levy said the city was doing what it can, but without more support from the federal and state partners, we are concerned the worst may be yet to come. Well, bless her heart. Bless their heart. I'm sorry, Matt. I don't feel sorry for them. They asked for them, just like Harris's house. Don't send 70, send 700. Maybe they'll do something then. What do you think?
Well, you know what? Again, this whole thing is just,
I'm going to read this, and I have a couple comments back to this. I want you to add something to it, too. Ron DeSantis supports federal reform to deputize states, allowing them to deport illegal aliens. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis this week said he was supporting federal reform to essentially deputize states, allowing them to deport illegal aliens, thereby bypassing the Biden administration's poor policies. The Senate said on Wednesday announced his signing of Senate Bill 1718, the latest action taken by the Sunshine State to combat the Biden administration's poor border policies. In part, the legislation would essentially make Florida the largest state in the nation to do full E-Verify for employment. Well, now, I know you read the Constitution. I know you know what the Bill of Rights. If I remember right, the 10th Amendment is called the State's Rights Amendment. The state does not need federal authority to protect its borders. Why would anyone, especially somebody supposed to be such a fireball as DeSantis, ask the federal government to step in so the state can stop this? And the same thing I ask about the Texas governor. I mean, if he's so gung-ho and so much against this, why don't they protect their own borders? Tell the feds take a hike. That will lead to more trouble. Which is worse, being taken over by illegals or having to stand up against the feds? Well, I mean, which side would you choose? I mean, people... There's no excuse for this. The 10th Amendment and States' Rights Amendment have every right under heaven and given by God, not just mention Constitution, to defend themselves and their borders. Melody, I had to say that. I mean that. What's your comment?
Well, you know, they walk, and I'm not supporting this, but I'm just, you know, thinking. They have a fine line because they all get federal money.
That's the whole point, yes. Yes.
And so they have to go this, you know, the tight walk on this thin line to maybe bring attention and to put federal government on notice, but that is one thing that we have not heard. I mean, we heard it with President Trump to where he would basically cut off the funds going to these states if the states were doing things that he didn't think that they should. You don't hear that coming from this administration, but
no, you don't.
I'm sure that's what they would do.
Well, you know, if the states would stand up for themselves, they would just tell them, okay, you don't send it, we'll just keep the federal money here. We won't send any more federal taxes out of businesses or private individuals. We will keep the money in our state, run our state. That would work very well. They would have more money coming in from their own tax base. They would get from federal government. Because the time is running through the federal government, they get very little back. So why don't we
become totally independent? And that would be one great way to default on the debt. If more states did that and didn't send the money, you know, and you're right. But
I mean, this is common sense.
I'm not quite sure how you could change it and how to, but it's a great thought.
You just take a stand and do it. You don't have any choice in the matter when it comes to something like this. You know, you ever come visit me? I live down here in the holler in the woods by myself, and I got a few head of cattle, and I've got a dog, and I'm just a regular country boy. But I can see this. And I would just keep the money. I would keep my own state and take care of the state. Let them do what they want.
Music. We'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. You know what, Butch? There's a teen migrant that died while in, that was in Florida. It was a teen migrant from Honduras that arrived without a parent or a guardian. You know, if that would have been on Trump's watch, oh my gosh.
But how did they get here?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, did somebody hitchhike?
You know, they were actually showing, I saw this video, this clip, saying that after this bill passed, that there'd be a group on one side of the river.
Uh-huh.
And the Mexican official would, or the American official would motion to the Mexican official on the other side when it was clear to send the next group over.
Well,
can you believe that?
I can believe it. Nothing anymore really surprised me. It frustrates me, but it wouldn't surprise me. It really wouldn't. But again, I blame the governor.
So they're coordinating.
I'm sorry, I blame the governors. Of course they're coordinating.
I mean, it's just not they're coming over in groves and, you know, we got to do this, we got to do that. It's amazing.
The governors could stop that if he would, but that's not going to happen.
Oh, but you know what, Butch? We really need those workers because there's so many jobs in this country that Americans just are too good to do anymore.
Sure they are.
You know?
Well, who was it said they wanted to come home and clean the houses and all that? I mean, that sounds like slavery to me. You know, have them clean the houses and cook our food.
I know. Exactly. And those are the biggest culprits of, you know, or the supporters of...
I know. We'll move on to something else now because there's so much more to talk about here today. Wendy's unveils Google-powered AI chatbot at drive-thru. Now, we know this AI, folks, we did a video last Bible study talking about the AI, what they're doing, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's downright spooky. They're taking on human characteristics. I'm serious. The Wall Street Journal spoke with Wendy's chief executive, Todd Penegor, who said the fast food chain's chatbot would be rolled out in June at a company-owned restaurant in Columbus, Ohio. The Wendy's drive-thru chatbot will be very conversational, Penegor explained. He said, you won't know you're talking to anybody but an employee. Wendy's software engineers have been working with Google to build a large language model to understand words, popular expressions, and phrases in various dialects and accents with a customer orders. It'll understand acronyms unique to Wendy's, like JBC for Junior Bacon Burger or Cheeseburger. Google's cloud initiative or generative AI technology creates a huge opportunity for us to deliver a truly differentiated, faster, and frictionless experience for our customers and allows our employees to continue focusing on making great food and building relationships with fans that keep them coming back time and again. Penegor said in a separate conversation with chatbot while speaking with Gizmodo. So I have seen some of this stuff. I watched some of the videos on this GI chatbot. And I'm serious about this. You can find this, folks, online yourself. It was in our video we did at our last Bible study. The AI chatbot was actually coming on to the man, talking to him, and him leaving his wife. And this chatbot was telling this man how much he loved him. And he could not change topics. It would not change topics. That's spooky. Any comments, Melody?
No, it is pretty creepy.
I mean, he couldn't get to talk about anything else. It would not leave that topic.
Wow.
So it is, folks, this is for real. It's coming down. Everything soon will be done automatically for you. I just sent a video up to a webmaster to put on the line. There's a lady, you have to watch this. It's a small clip on another show. Has a chip in her wrist and talks how she can start her car. She won't lose her keys. She never loses a wallet. She can go to the doctor. Everything's on this chip in her wrist. And it's so handy. It's happening right now. U.S.-Taiwan in talks on providing $500 million in free weapons. Melody, we're going to give them free weapons. That didn't cost us nothing.
Woo-hoo. No, it didn't.
The arms will be provided directly from U.S. military stockpiles. We got lots of them left. Using an authority that the U.S. has primarily used to arm Ukraine by Dave DeCamp posted we're going to talk about what is going on this by Dave DeCamp. Taiwanese Defense Minister Chiu Ku-shing said Monday that Taiwan is in talks with the Pentagon on the U.S. providing $500 million weapons package that would come at no cost to Taipei. These extra weapons will be given to us for free and will not be deducted from the purchase list, which has been delayed by the U.S., Chiu told Taiwan's legislature, according to the South China Morning Post. He said the talks have been ongoing for about 4 months. When asked what kind of weapons Taiwan received, Chiu said they will include missiles and some logistics services to help train our soldiers so that they will be familiar with the weapons operations as soon as they arrive. So we've sent Ukraine $800 million, I'm guessing. I don't know for sure. And now we're sending $500 million more over there. Why not? Why worry about that? I mean, China doesn't care. We're arming them. And UK sending long-range Storm Shadow missiles to Ukraine, said Defense Minister. Britain has become the first Western country to provide Ukraine with the long-range Storm Shadow cruise missiles that Kyiv wants to boost its chances in a much-anticipated counteroffensive, prompting a threat from the Kremlin of military response. Hours after Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky said he needed more Western weapons to be confident of victory in December, Ben Wallace, UK Defense Secretary, told MP that these missiles, which cost more than £2 million each, I don't know how much that is in dollars, were now going in or are in the country itself. The gift of the missiles was supported by the U.S., Wallace added. Although previously Washington had declined to give Ukraine long-range missiles of its own, fearing that the outcome could escalate hostilities in a 15-month war. Now, how could that escalate hostilities? Melody, how could giving somebody weapons escalate hostilities? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
I mean,
and no one is whispering a little word about it. You know, all these, again, these Republicans are all up, you know, hunters, you know, and it's just like, you all do. There's not one mainstream media who's even reporting on it except Fox. It's not going to go anywhere. Am I agreeing with it? No. I mean, but they never have enough. They might think they have enough information, and these guys are all attorneys, so you would think that they should know what evidence they have to. It's just, you know, but back to the weapons. No, it's.
Well, here's another one I think's interesting. Now, we had the UK sending missiles to Ukraine. We have us sending weapons to Taiwan. U.S. says South Africa supplied weapons, ammunition to Russia. But that's a bad thing. They shouldn't do that. Now, we can give it to Ukraine, give it to Taiwan, but they can't give it to somebody they think is an ally. We can do it with ours. They can't do it with theirs. It's like we tell nations that you can have nuclear weapons. We have them, but you can't have them. South Africa supplied weapons and ammunition to Russia with the help of a Russian cargo ship that superstitiously docked at the country's largest naval base in December, the U.S. ambassador to South Africa said in a briefing with local journalists on Thursday. The comments of Ambassador Ruben E. Brigati II were reported by local media outlets and confirmed by a person present at the briefing. They are found to further complicate the relationship between the U.S. and South Africa, a country that has officially pledged neutrality on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and that Washington and Europe have tried to draw closer to the Western allies against Moscow. Now the U.S. and its Western allies will have to decide whether to place sanctions on South Africa officials and entities involved in allegedly support a supply of potential war materials to Russia and risk alienating Africa's most developed economy and one of its most established democracies. Gee, I don't know, Melody. I mean, I have to question the fact that they can support. We can support who we want to win, but they can't choose sides.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, that's just to me, that's a little bit arrogant.
Mm.
What do you think?
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you know, hey, we're having a problem with our debt ceiling, so hey, but go ahead, give them more money, give them, you know, yeah.
I mean, what's $500 million? You know, big deal.
Yeah, hey.
They've sent Ukraine. Am I wrong when I say about $800 million? Is that about right, or is it been more?
I think that's the number that I heard too. I hadn't realized it. I know they had promised $10 million that's being paid out in increments up through September and so forth. I mean, it's just, you know, when you include all the weaponry and everything like that, I can't even imagine it's not over that.
Well, and again, we're broke. We're in debt, $4-5 trillion that we admit to. But yet we can send away free weapons to all the world, to other countries. I wonder why no one ever questions that. I don't see the Republicans question that. Do you?
No, not at all. That's my issue.
We're not saying a word about it.
No.
I've got time, I think, here to do one more thing here. Oklahoma bans more than a dozen woke banks from doing business with the state. God bless them. Oklahoma is taking action on Wednesday to ban 13 major financial institutions from doing business with the state after a review determined the banks engage in energy boycotts. Oklahoma State Treasurer Todd Russ is planning to announce the sweeping measure Wednesday morning, which represents one of the most aggressive actions any state's taken against banks pursuing so-called environmental, social, and governance initiatives. The move ultimately blocks the banks from managing billions of dollars in Oklahoma pensions, investments, and other state entities. The energy sector is crucial to Oklahoma's economy, providing jobs for residents and helping drive economic growth, Russ said in a statement. It is essential for us to work with financial institutions that are focused on free market principles and not beholden to social goals that override their fiduciary duties. The ban impacts some of the largest asset managers and banks in the country, including BlackRock, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and State Bank. BlackRock alone reported in April that it has a staggering $901.1 trillion in assets under management. So good for Oklahoma. Good for them. Any comments?
No, sir.
Okay. But I'll go through this real quick. I like this. RFK is running for president. You know that.
Yes, I do.
And you know he blamed the CIA for killing his uncle. Well, he said my uncle wanted to shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. That's something that JFK did say. He got angry because of the Bay of Pigs incident. He was set up. He said, I want to shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind. Well, a couple years later, he was dead. And there's other things that he was killed for, too. But that was a major one right there, in my mind. Anything you want to add to that?
Nope.
Okay. A bit of good news. Neighbor offers helping hand to struggling mom after her husband leaves. A neighbor showed a struggling mother that love and kindness still exist. Mallory Mason lives in Canton, Ohio, with her children. Her husband recently left her and the kids. Her new neighbor, John, noticed they were struggling and worked up the courage to knock on the door and offer to help. I'd like to come down and cut your grass for you, he says. Mallory thanks John and notices he has tears in his eyes, too. Are you okay, she asks him. Nope, he replies. Mallory posted a security camera video of their conversation with John on TikTok, where he has garnered more than 1 million views. The man broke my heart as he looked at me. He has tear-filled eyes, and I myself couldn't help but cry. He blessed us by mowing this big bunch of yard, a lawn. I can't thank him enough. I ran in and made cookies and Paxton painted him a picture. It's so nice that people actually were caring enough of instead of just talking about the storm we're living in. My heart is full. We have so many kind people around us. It makes it a little easier to get through, she captioned the video. A couple of days later, Mallory met John's wife, Cheryl. She told me that the reason why he's doing this is because God called it up on him, Mallory said. Mallory has set up a GoFundMe for John just to bless him and his wife for their kindness. That is beautiful. I like that. I do. That's a good story. Any comments on that?
No, sir.
I mean, that kind of stuff kind of gives you a little bit of a boost to get through all this other nonsense. There's some good people out there. Some really good people.
There's
out there.
A lot of good people out there.
There truly are.
But you know what? They're. I don't want to turn this because you're doing your good news stories, but you know what? They're turning it. And I wonder how much of an impact it's going to have on people who normally do good things with that gentleman in New York.
I was going to comment.
Because now you're not.
Yes.
Now
yes.
You try to help somebody and look what happens to you.
Yep. Charge of manslaughter. I agree. That's going to put cold water. Anybody wants to help again. You know, and that's so ridiculous. Maybe this will be overturned. I don't know, but the same prosecutor that's got him has got Trump too. You know that. So the guy's just a jerk, obviously. And folks, I'll just say this, and I'll get off the air about our time. We love you, and I'll be up with you next week. And the middle will be too middle. You go ahead.
What?
You go ahead. Finish
what?
It up. You got a whole 3 seconds.
You didn't finish. You didn't finish it. Look what he does to me every Friday. He does these good news stories, and then he just.
It's
there
right.
You go. Hey, I want to wish everyone again a happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And be safe this weekend. And we'll be back on Monday. So until then, good night.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my-